It was a snowy winter morning. The year was 1494. Michelangelo was feeling the blues.
Feeling the blues.
Cause Duke Lorenzo de' Medici, artist friend from Florence, Italy, who employed Mike's sizzle and chisel, was through.
Like, he was dead and gone.
And in his place his son Piero, who preferred to bow and arrow, horsed around and hosted feasts to stay amused. So Michael said,
I'll stand up tall, never fall prey to heartbreaking news. I'll keep my chin up and grin, skip on by, never blowing a fuse. I'll press on and pay my dues, and I'll get through these Michelangelo blues.
Just when Michael could take no more, Piero's page came to the door. The rebel and nobleman had a job for him to do. His majesty had much white marble for Mike to carve the statuesque marvel and impress the dinner guests with a grand debut.
You, Piero, you're so cool.
And though his skills were matched by no man, Michael was ticked about making a snowman that would live for a week, then melt like a sorbet in June. So Michael said,
I'll stand up tall, never fall prey to heartbreaking news. I'll keep my chin up and grin, skip on by, never blowing a fuse.
I'll press
on and pay my dues, and I'll get through these Michelangelo blues.
He wanted 40 figures in stone to trim his tomb in the heart of Rome. You must answer the call when it's Julius on the phone. But checking his papal calculator, he said, let's save my shrine for later. Instead, you will paint my favorite astrodome. So grab your palette, drop your mallet, pack your paints. The Sistine Chapel's your new home. So Michael said,
I'll stand up tall, never fall prey to heartbreaking news. I keep my chin up and grin, skip my back, never blowing a fuse.
I'll press on and pay my dues, and I'll get through these Michelangelo blues. So Michael said,
I'll stand up tall, never fall prey to heartbreaking news. Keep my chin up and grin, chip my mind, never blowing a fuse.
I'll press on and pay my dues, and I'll get through these Michelangelo blues.